Good morning, this is Mark Rogers, bringing you today's Gospel reflection from Luke chapter 15, 1 to 10. Now all the tax collectors and sinners were coming near to listen to Jesus, and the Pharisees and the scribes were grumbling, saying, "This fellow welcomes sinners and eats with them." So Jesus told them this parable. Which one of you, having 100 sheep and losing one of them, does not leave the 99 in the wilderness and go after the one that is lost until he finds it? When he has found it, he lays it on his shoulders and rejoices. And when he comes home, he calls together his friends and neighbours, saying to them, "Rejoice with me, for I found my sheep that was lost." Just so I tell you, there will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous people who need no repentance. Or what woman, having 10 silver coins, if she loses one of them, does not light a lamp, sweep the house, and search carefully until she finds it? When she has found it, she calls together her friends and neighbours, saying, "Rejoice with me, for I have found the coin that I had lost." Just so I tell you, there is joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner who repents. This is the Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. The writer of Luke has shaped our Christian faith in many, many ways. It is in Luke that we find the roots of the Marian devotion, with the birth stories that focus on her, and in Luke's description of Mary being among the apostles at the Ascension. The charismatic movement also gets its inspiration from Luke, with Luke's emphasis on the activity and efficacy of the Holy Spirit throughout Jesus' life, and especially amongst the first Christians. And liberation theology is also heavily reliant on Luke for its inspiration, due to Luke's focus on Jesus as the liberator of the poor, and on the early church as a communist-like community where all is shared and distributed equally for the good of all, and especially for the benefit of the poorest. And it is in Luke that we get today's emphasis on Jesus, who goes out of his way to seek the needy and distressed. The parable of the lost sheep and the lost coin preface the classic Lucan construction of the parable of the lost son, aka the parable of the prodigal son. Christianity was founded on the genius of a handful of people who just happened to come together at this time: Paul, John, Mark, and especially Luke. They felt inspired to write and preach freely, elaborating and embellishing creatively on the foundational Jesus stories that they had heard. They weren't bothered by historical accuracy. They just wanted to convey the truths of the Jesus movement, that compassion, wisdom, mercy, and grace save. These are the core pillars of our faith. The doctrines and dogmas were also developing at around the same time, and at their best, they complement this initial impetus and inspiration. But Christ lives not primarily because of intellectual adherence to religious speculation, but in the grounding of our lives and our communities in the creative application of compassion, wisdom, mercy, and grace in the style of Jesus Christ.